Welcome to Cardiology Today. Today's date is December 7th, 2025. Here are the latest research findings. Article number 1. Finer known and cardiovascular outcomes according to baseline kidney function in patients with heart failure, the FINEARTS HF trial. Finer known is established to reduce the risk of worsening heart failure events and cardiovascular death. This benefit applies to patients with heart failure with mildly reduced or preserved ejection fraction. The FINEARTS HF trial investigated whether this known efficacy of finerenone varies according to a patient's baseline kidney function. Article number 2. Efficacy and safety of aficamten in children and adolescents with obstructive hypertrophic cardiomyopathy. Study design and rationale of CEDAR-HCM. Aficamten, a cardiac myosin inhibitor, improved exercise capacity, health status, and symptoms in adults with obstructive hypertrophic cardiomyopathy, as demonstrated in the Phase 3 SEQUOIA-HCM trial. This medication directly targets the underlying hypercontractility responsible for hypertrophic cardiomyopathy. The CEDAR-HCM trial is evaluating the efficacy and safety of aficamten in children and adolescents with obstructive hypertrophic cardiomyopathy, addressing a critical unmet need given the limited treatment options for pediatric hypertrophic cardiomyopathy. Article number 3. Artificial intelligence-enabled electrocardiographic sex discordance and the risk of incident atrial fibrillation, a multinational cohort study. This study successfully developed and externally validated an artificial intelligence-enabled electrocardiogram model for sex prediction. The model achieved an area under the curve of 0.91 on the CODE-15% dataset and 0.90 on the M1C-1-5 dataset. This tool generates a sex discordant score, which provides a quantifiable measure related to incident atrial fibrillation risk beyond binary sex classification. Article number 4. High subcutaneous nerve activity in noise-associated ventricular arrhythmias. Environmental noise acts as a contributing factor to cardiovascular disease and arrhythmias, a process linked to autonomic nervous system dysregulation. The mechanisms driving noise-induced arrhythmogenesis remain unclear. Understanding subcutaneous nerve activity and heart rate variability is crucial for elucidating the role of autonomic nervous system modulation in these ventricular arrhythmias. Article number 5. Temporal change in right ventricular pacing ratio and its association with cardiac function and arrhythmia, a linear mixed effects model analysis. Right ventricular pacing induces electrical and mechanical dyssynchrony, which can influence left ventricular dysfunction and contribute to heart failure. The long-term impact of temporal increases in the right ventricular pacing ratio on left ventricular remodeling and arrhythmia occurrence has been unclear. This retrospective longitudinal cohort study investigates these associations to provide crucial insights into patient management following right ventricular pacing implantation. You can find the links to the articles in the episode description, or visit our website at podcast.explainheart.com for more details. Thank you for listening to Cardiology Today.